Yarmo once again expressed his desire to have me back on the team. Obviously, he'll be in touch with my agent. And throughout the playoffs, it hasn't been a focus of mine at all. Obviously, the next month or so, I'm going to have to make some decisions here.
Alex Tuck, back really only about a week ago, maybe exactly. Last Wednesday would have been Tuck and Yarmo and Lindy.
That's right. A bunch of younger guys went on Tuesday, and Alex Lyon. And then, yeah, that's right. Last Wednesday was Yarmo and Lindy and the Kingpin guys, I guess.
We were talking with Luke Fox earlier, and he or you made a point about how when you go pointless in a seven-game series like Tuck did, and you're making $10.5 million a year,
right,
it's a bigger story than it was. And that's the, maybe you could say, cruel reality of it. Like, always players are being judged through their contracts like that. I mean, Tuck isn't, you know, in poverty or anything like that. But you get into that $10-plus million range, it's just what we talk about.
Yeah,
he's context for
right.
you.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a bargain. Like, a lot of their guys have been a bargain. And so when a guy that's been a bargain doesn't produce, it's more like sort of, oh, well, too bad. We could have used that.
That was supposed to happen.
Like, maybe. Tough luck, you know, kind of thing. But yeah, you're making 10.5. There's like, look in the mirror. There's nowhere to hide. You're expected to come through. That's it. So, you know, that's where he's headed, I think. Like, whether it's here or somewhere else, like, he's going to get like that. I do not think that the playoff series, maybe the playoff series throws a team or two that were thinking about getting in it out of it. Like, you know, it was going to be a lot. We were going to regret the last few years anyway. Oh, he went pointless. All right, let's do something else. He's got better ideas. But I still think there'll be a half a dozen, if not more, maybe 10 teams that are just, yeah, cap's going up. This guy's a two-way force, kills penalties, scores 60 points a year, big. Okay, yeah. He's going to get paid.
He will refuse to let his moderate to severe playoff drought define him.
I think that's right. Yeah.
So therefore, he'll take Mercurius. Apolixum Lexum. Do not take Mercurius if you are allergic to Mercurius. Or, you know, just check. You know what? You just basically just check with your cardiologist and your endocrinologist and your ear, nose, and throat doctor. And your gynecologist, why not? Check with all these people and make sure it's okay, it's safe for you. You could develop, however, this is a partial list of symptoms. It's 37 things, but it's still not complete. Cirrhosis could ensue. Fingernail damage.
I was about to go somewhere else on Tuck, and I've completely forgotten where I was going to go.
Really?
Is it?
Not there?
No. Well, no. Do I have to be dug in? Like, I feel like I'm just sort of, I don't know what to do with Alex Tuck. I don't know. Make a call, all right? Like, I'm on the radio. You want to sign this guy or not? I think I'm a yes. I think I want to be a yes. That you are a contending team. And I don't think you should be scared off of seven games. I don't want you to change the goaltending off of the Montreal series. So why do I want to believe Alex Tuck flew into a cliff suddenly in game 87 of the season or whatever the hell it was? Your Stanley Cup contending window is wide open. You are in it. You are not approaching it. You don't need a couple things to go your way. You should have proven to yourself, certainly proved to me, you're a real tomato ketchup Stanley Cup contending team. Does that team let an assistant captain who plays in all situations walk away having won nothing? This is not Tampa where they won cups and they're like, oh, well,
it's not
sentimentality is fine, but Steven Stamkos, you know, you got to go because, you know, we're trying to keep winning here and you're too old now. We don't have that. You don't have that luxury. So I'm listening to all cases. I mean, I understand that it is not, it's not an easy one. But man, I think additions are called for, not major ones, like you're close. Divesting yourself of that guy, I mean, I don't want to get too far into what it'll mean to the room, because they'll, you know, they'll get over it if it happens. Like they'll be back here and they'll be ready to play. But he's the face of guys that we want to be, guys we want guys to want to be here. He's it. I think you got to just, you got to get it over. I think you got to find a way to get it done. I'm not saying you just, he walks in and says, I want 12, and you just go, okay. But I'm hopeful that, like, whatever numbers you've heard attached to them, that's just, you know, there's the posturing and there's the what we really can live with number, and that they just get there. Because he's going to get, the offers are going to be huge if he gets to July 1st. He's going to get huge offers. So you're going to head that off at the pass with probably 10 a year.
Which isn't necessarily even possible. That's up to Tuck.
Sure, to an extent it is.
I want to go find out, and you can't change my mind.
Yep.
Whatever the maximum allowable contract is would seem the utmost insanity, but he could still theoretically say, like, no, I told you.
I want to see what
I want to find out
what's out there.
I'm not closed to signing with you, but I want to find out. He can't do that until then. So if that's his approach, then you just have to wait. Mike is next. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you today?
Great,
So, you know, I went to game one of the Boston series and game seven of Montreal, which was really tough. But when you look around the arena and you look at everybody that's going there, there's one, I noticed a lot of Tuck jerseys. And I think that guy has kind of toughed it out with us during some of the darker days. And I think he's owed it. And I think that the seven games, no points, it's tough to deal with. It's stunk. I was really kind of hoping he was going to pull something out or get the game winner and send us to the next round. But I think we can let that one slide to build around him. I think that guy should stay here. It would be a real tough pill to swallow to let him go. I say pay the man. Pay the man his money. He deserves it. He earned it. And I think you can build off of that. Unless there's something like crazy coming down the pipeline in the terms of a trade, I don't know who the front runners would be, but I think we could put our focus in another direction, and he's somebody to really build off of. He's got Buffalo written all over him, and I'm in full support of keeping him. So that's what I got to say. Go Sabres, go Bills. Thanks for taking the call, guys.
Okay, Mike. Pay that man his money. Was that a Rounders?
That's about there.
You know, I didn't need to bring that up. And I just did my little drug dance, which hashtag drug dance, which I enjoy. You with that tomato ketchup every time. That's vacation. Mm-hmm. I'm not the only one. I'm not sure you've seen a movie in the last 20 years either.
Oh, well, sure. But the movie Vacation is quoted by billions more people than Fletch.
That's what I don't like about it.
So you've still got that working against you.
Against you.
Against, what do you mean against me?
Well, I mean, you want to start quoting Caddyshack now because everybody else does it?
Well, Animal
House?
The point of quoting something is that it's universally recognized as, like, you don't have to explain it, which is the problem with your Fletch tangents, is nobody knows what you're doing.
Four words. How dare you? Real tomato ketchup is not a known line from that movie that everybody, it's not ubiquitous. It's not like, oh, yeah, I remember.
Really?
That. I don't think so.
Oh.
I know it, but I don't think it's like common knowledge.
Oh, I think so. I think it is.
You do?
Yes, I do.
I think if it is, it's because of you.
Well,
if it is,
I'm so flattered.
People have heard you say it enough times where they wanted to look it up.
Real tomato ketchup, Eddie.
It's a question he asks, right? Like,
right, is real? Well, is he holding it up and stirring it around because it's actually just like crushed tomatoes or something? It's, they can't afford ketchup.
Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just say this about Tuck, and we'll have all summer to talk about it, or at least some period of time. I doubt anything changes tonight. But you wanted to get to a take on Tuck. You wanted to get to a All right, a position.
Hold me down. I'm going to tell you this is what I think, and I think they should sign him.
And tell me if this is not accurate. You sound like you're maybe 75-25 to do it. 80-20 to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You wanted to get to 100.
Yeah.
I am the same, about the same ratio on the other side.
Okay, well, what a pair we are.
I don't hate the idea. I certainly understand it. You have to remember that it's not entirely up to you. Well, as far as we know, anyway, unless Tuck has told them I would sign for this, then that is mostly up to the Sabres if they can come up with the room and everything else. But I am not really scared of losing them, actually. And I'll say quickly something from the other day that I think is it's important to me. The best a GM can do is not just necessarily sign the top guy. You know, if he were on another team, we would not even talk about it. Well, maybe we would. Maybe we would. If he were playing, if he were coming off from Carolina, maybe we would talk. Is that this is the Sabres' chance to be a real team, right? And go sign the top free agent. Maybe we would. But I think I'm going to like him just about as much either way, assuming that there will be a plan B, whatever that is. We've been wrong assuming that from the Sabres before.
Yeah,
like even last year.
I do think a good question to ask me, digging in on signing him, is what exactly I want to do with Osland and Hellenius and Kulik. Because there's not room for all those guys. There's not room for all of them, maybe even if Tuck's not here, let alone if he is. Where is everybody going? And I don't know if I have room for everybody.
You got to figure that out.
And but that's, see, that's a part of the problem that's pushing me to want to keep him, is because that's I'm already one of the youngest, if not the youngest team in the league, and I'm going to go about upping the ante as a Stanley Cup contender by getting younger? What? That's not how it's supposed to work anyway. I'm not saying it couldn't work, but.
Right. Yeah, it's a good debate. Thanks for the call, Mike. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.